Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coming up on Living Large Radio, creating an estate plan is absolutely essential. We'll cover that along with the world's worst retirement planning advice I've ever seen and how you can avoid it. All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happens, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
Welcome into Living Large Radio. Mark Henry is founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management, author of the book Uncommon Sense Retirement, and also host of Living Large Retirement on YouTube, so be sure to subscribe. I'm Dave Perkins with Mark. It's great to be with you again. We got a lot to get into.
We sure do. It's a packed show today, but Dave, thank you again for being on with me and for all the listeners. Let's get started, though. We've got an awful lot to talk about.
Well, we're going to look at estate planning. We're going to start with that. And I know that a lot, Mark, comes under that umbrella of estate planning. Yeah. And it's different for everyone, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And this is why a firm like Alloy Wealth exists. And there are others. There are few and far between that do what we do, but they are out there. And I work with some of the best in the country. And we share ideas and stuff. You know, on my new nationally syndicated television show, The Wealth Council, they've picked some of the top firms around the country that specialize in what we do, which is doing everything that a pre-retiree or retiree needs. And I get this question a lot, you know, well, why do I need to switch firms from the one I've been with for 20 years or 15 years? I just don't understand. And I totally understand that because not everyone has a financial firm they're working with, Dave, but most people do. They've worked with somebody. They started with them when they're 35 or 25 or whatever. Obviously, the earlier, the better. And it's typically one of those big box firms. But the way I always respond to that question, Dave, is I ask the question, if your current financial partner, the firm you choose to invest your hard-earned dollars with, when you get later in life, 40s, 50s, if they're not a firm that can help you with estate planning, that's the first red flag that needs to exist. Now, if they say, oh, no, we'll help you, we'll send you off to somebody. See, that's the problem. Who has that kind of time in their life? They're going to have to have somebody to make a Medicare decision, somebody to make, you know, to choose their Medicare, somebody else to help with Social Security planning. Now we need to go to somebody else to help us with estate planning. No, no.
A lot of gas.
Under Alloy Wealth, we have the attorneys in our office, flat fee attorneys. When I say flat fee, that is so important, Dave, because how much you pay for the documents you need shouldn't be determined by how much money you have. What difference does it make?
Right.
If you've got a very small amount of money, but you want power of attorneys and all the other things, great. They should be the exact same cost as if you had a lot of money. It's the same documents. So when you think about an estate plan, it's going to have to cover decisions both in life and in death. Newsflash, Dave, guess what?
We're all going to die.
Yeah, nobody's getting out of here alive.
Right. Not at all. I know that a lot of people, I hear this all the time, they want to avoid probate. I mean, what are the strategies to do that?
Well, so when you think about avoiding probate and things like that, what you're talking about, you're still going to have some assets that have to go through probate. We want to limit how much it is so you save all the taxable dollars on your probatable expenses. And what I mean by that is the portion of your retirement plan or your money that you're leaving that has to still go through probate. But if it's small enough, then there's not even a thing. What you want is you want to pass your money the most efficient way possible to your heirs. And that's different for everybody. But really, when we talk about an estate plan, what we're doing here is an estate plan is helping you cover what your decisions are. It clarifies how your property is handled after you pass away. It specifies who's going to receive what and when, including, this is very important for me and for others, charitable contributions. It designates who is you're going to be executor of your estate, who's going to manage the debts, pay off all the debts, and distribute everything that's left to the other people that you want to get it. And of course, in some serious illness cases where you can't decide, the plan allows you to appoint a trusted person to even make medical decisions on your behalf, covering preferences such as you want organs donated, you want to refuse treatment if there's no chance of recovery, whatever your wishes might be. But here's the key, Dave. Having something happen, I don't even mean death. It could just be a tremendous illness or something. Mm-hmm. Without these things is an absolute huge mistake, because once it happens, there's no putting the genie back in the jar. Yeah. It's out. And now you're at the will of whatever state you live in, whatever their laws are, and no longer are you making decisions that you wanted. You have others doing it, and they may not be what you would have wanted.
Exactly. Your wishes, you want your wishes to be honored. On that note, and I know that you can appoint, and probably should, obviously, appoint a healthcare power of attorney. What's the difference in that and a healthcare directive?
Okay, two completely different documents, and this is where we actually see people having mistakes made, because they think they're covered by one document for one item, but it's a different document they needed for something else. So when you think about these things, you have to have things like a financial power of attorney. So they say, well, I've got a power, doable is what we call it, doable power of attorney. I've got that. Okay, but that's not a medical power, a totally different thing. Mm-hmm. So a healthcare directive allows you to articulate specific preferences for medical treatment in different situations. Like for me personally, if I was on life support, well, let me be very clear. At this stage of life, the age I am and stuff, I want to stay on life support as long as it takes for God to work some great miracle in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care. So the only person that would decide to take me off life support is my trusted best friend and partner, my wife of 30 years, Terry. She's the only person, but she knows what I want. Just leave me hooked up. I'll be fine. I don't care if it takes 6 months, a year. I'll be great, because God's going to do a big miracle and blow everybody's mind away when he brains me back. That's my idea. Now, guess what? Fast forward to when let's say I get to live long enough to be, let's say, 85.
Okay.
I will want that change to say something like, yeah, if I'm on life support, leave me hooked up for about three and a half minutes, pull the plug, and send me to the house. Send me to the big house. It would be a completely different decision. That's correct.
Yeah.
But the point is, I want that to be my decision. So that's, quote, a healthcare directive, but a healthcare power of attorney. This is totally different. This allows a trusted person to have the authority to help make medical decisions if I'm simply unable to do so at that moment. I'm not on life support, but I need some decisions made, and I'm not really able to do it. And then the durable power of attorney, that's the one that would allow my wife to go down to the bank and make a change on something, pay a bill, get a cashier's check out of an account, whatever it is she needed to do. And so there's totally different documents that build and become part of an actual estate plan. And of course, then the piece that everybody gets confused about, but it's the trust. So do we need a trust? It's complicated. They're expensive, all that stuff. None of that is actually true. they do not have to be expensive. Now, when we get into special needs trusts, I have many clients that have the greatest children of all, the special needs children. And yes, those trusts are going to cost more than just a traditional trust because we're now going to have something that provides for someone else long after we're gone. Totally different. But they can still be reasonable in the terms of what I see people charge. But not everybody needs a trust. People say, well, I just don't even understand them. The best definition I have for a trust, and I am a certified estate planner, is think of a trust like a big giant box or a small box.
Okay.
And it has a lock on it. And you take assets and you put them in the box and you lock them up. Now, depending upon what type of trust you have, that you may have the key to that box. Because you're the executor, you're the trustee of that trust. Or there may be a specific reason we take and put the stuff in the box and we give the key to someone else.
That's a revocable or irrevocable.
Correct. That's exactly right. You get into the details of which type you're talking about. But just think of it as a box. So you have this key to the box. You shove everything in the box. Okay. The items you've put in the box now at the time of your passing get distributed to others, whoever it is you might want them to go to, without going through probate, without having a reading of a will, which of course is another document that everybody has to have. But there's no reading of the will with the box. They simply, you passed away. Okay, let's open the box. Oh, this goes to Bobby. This goes to this person. This goes to the charity, whatever. It's also going to be completely in confidence. What I mean by confidence is no one gets to see it. It's not out there on the World Wide Web and all that stuff. It's simply gone. It is completely private. So a lot of people want their assets to be distributed in a private manner. They don't want people knowing what they did.
That's definitely a good thing. And I mean, there's so much that comes under this umbrella. And I like the way you talk about at Alloy Wealth being turnkey. So an opportunity, Mark, we can get the phone lines open for somebody to come in.
Well, let's go. So here we go. The next 15 callers that call in, whether you're calling in for our beautiful Lake Norman office, Mint Hill, Ballantyne, or of course, Greenville, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, whatever. We have the availability. We have the capacity. It's time to pick up the phone. And here's what you're calling for. It's not a toll-free helpline. We'll take the next 15 callers. You will sit down with a licensed fiduciary and then completely complimentary, another word for that is free, 100% free, my team of certified financial planners will build you a retirement plan based on what you're currently doing and show you where it's taking you. Now, I've seen people pay $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 for a retirement plan like this. You're going to receive it absolutely 100% free simply for coming in and sitting down with us. That's all you have to do. It takes all the guesswork and mystery out of retirement planning by putting in your hands exactly what you need. It doesn't mean you have to break up with your brother-in-law who's managing your money for the last 20 years, but you are going to get the information you need to start a journey on a confident financial future. And it all starts right now.
With the phone call and to call and schedule yours, it's easy. 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805. You can also text, and that would be the word wealth. Text wealth to 800-501-9805. Next 15, no cost, no obligation. Get your written financial plan about your retirement. 800-501-9805. Mark, what is next?
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, we often discuss all the things that you should be doing on your journey toward a confident financial future in retirement. This time we're covering the worst retirement advice you could follow and offering solutions to help you with each one of them. All that and a heck of a lot more coming up on Living Large Radio.
Most of us are looking forward to the day we retire. We look forward to having more time to spend with our families, enjoying every day, and maybe even taking that dream vacation out on the open road. Don't let a lack of confidence in your plan turn your retirement dream into a nightmare. Discover tools and techniques of how to minimize risk, avoid overpaying in fees or commissions, and create tax-effective strategies within your retirement plan. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We're back with Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management, three Charlotte locations to serve you. The original Ballantine in Lake Norman at Mint Hill, also in Greenville, South Carolina, and Myrtle Beach. And next year, offices in Nashville and Hilton Head. So a growing company, but maintaining that commitment to provide that mom and pop service for you in your retirement. Well, Mark, this is interesting. I guess I get to play the role of either the brother-in-law at Thanksgiving, the guy at work.
Just be the whoever. Neighbor. You be the neighbor.
The neighbor, yeah, absolutely. Giving bad financial advice, and you're going to set me straight. So here we go. First piece of bad financial advice. It's impossible to predict where taxes will be at retirement, so don't worry too much.
All right, let's be real clear. If your neighbor, your best friend, your brother-in-law that manages your money is telling you it's impossible to predict where taxes will be, and don't worry, run. And I will tell you this. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or beyond, and your current big box retail financial partner, investment firm, whatever you want to call them, does not discuss with you at every single meeting things like taxes and what they're going to do about it, if they have not built you an advanced tax plan, tax planning in advance, you need to run. The only people that don't need to run away from that firm are people that don't have any money. If you don't have any money, don't worry about taxes, because it's not going to matter for you. But if you have money saved for retirement, if you're in retirement and you have 401 still, IRAs, any kind of tax deferred dollars of any kind, you absolutely better be worried about taxes. It's that simple. Yeah. It is. I cannot say this in any stronger language. Everybody wants to talk about market volatility, and trust me, it's coming and there's going to be a lot of it. But that is not, it does not keep me up at night as much as taxes. Most people have saved, Dave, 80-90% or more of their entire investable net worth in an account they've never paid tax on. We call it the 401k mistake, and I can explain that to you in person. But the reality is this. You've saved your money in an account that you expected when you retired to pay less in taxes. With our country on the precipice of the highest debt we've ever seen, and the debt clock continues to grow with no plan, this wicked spending in Washington, and I'm not trying to be a Republican here, a Democrat, an independent, Tea Party, I don't care what you are, you better be concerned about what taxes are going to devastate your retirement. And this country is falling off a financial cliff with all the spending we're doing in Washington, paying for wars we don't belong in, and it is an absolute joke.
And you're right, we do need to be aware of that and act proactively. And I know that Mark and his team at this fiduciary firm will talk to you about this and being proactive, anticipating taxes. You can schedule by calling 800-501-9805 or text WEALTH, 800-501-9805. Here's our next piece of bad financial advice. You won't be spending as much in retirement as you do now. Yeah, not necessarily.
Are you kidding me? I love this. I see it all the time on, you know, different online publications and stuff where they talk about plan on spending 60, 70, 80% of your retirement. It was just in Wall Street Journal recently. Spend 80% of what you were making in retirement, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Dave, but I like my lifestyle just like it is. And when I retire, I'm going to have more time. And I don't plan on cutting 20% of my lifestyle. I plan on adding to my lifestyle.
Right.
Listen, this is terrible advice. Living costs, healthcare, inflation will substantially deplete savings over time. Folks are living longer. It's more vital than ever before to have control and have an income plan. When I say income plan, I am not talking about looking at some Wall Street money manager statement, which I am a Wall Street money manager, so I love those statements, but that is not what we're talking about. So, oh, we can take these withdrawals and we can, are you kidding me? Give me an absolute break. We have to have a written income plan, period, end of discussion.
You really do. And and also that leads into the next piece of financial advice, because Social Security was never meant to be the sole source of income in retirement. But here it is. Social Security benefits are enough to live off of in retirement.
I don't know who for. Now, I shouldn't say that. I have a couple of clients that literally have their spending so low they could live off their Social Security benefits and save money. I have one in mind of that. But it was never intended to. That is certainly not a living large lifestyle. And listen, I don't want to be one of those doomsayers that saying they're going to change your Social Security and all that. But at the end of the day, Social Security reform is going to happen. It is 100% going to happen. I think we'll see massive cuts to Social Security for young people. My son, my daughter, both my sons, they'll see massive changes to the Social Security program. It is insufficient. It will not cover it. But what about people like me? What about you, Dave? What about people that are already on Social Security? Yes, the CBO has a published report 2034, you will see your Social Security cut by 25%. I believe when the government tells you they're going to do something, most likely they are, and it might be worse than that. We have to build income plans that allow us to exist without Social Security and let Social Security be the gravy on the potatoes.
That's it. And that's really what it was meant to be anyway. So it's so important to have that. And yet, going back to, I love what you said about who wants to downgrade their lifestyle in retirement. No.
And, I want to be able to use my money when I when I'm young enough to enjoy it.
Yeah.
But also not break the number one rule in retirement, which is don't run out when I'm old. So I need both. And tell me how you do that off that Wall Street statement they send you every month. I know people at all these different big box retailers on the corners of everywhere. That's why we're so busy growing so fast, because people are coming in and going, Mark, they tell me I have a plan. I can't articulate it to you. I can't describe it to you, but they tell me I'm fine. I am tired of that word fine. Dave, when I come home and I ask my wife, who's my best friend of 30 years, and I say, hey, honey, how are you? And she said, I'm fine.
That's
Let me tell
trouble.
You, I know exactly what that means. I either did or didn't do something I was supposed to do.
Right, exactly.
I'm telling you, something's wrong. There's a problem.
That is so true. And you really, if you can't explain what your plan is, I mean, if somebody didn't do their job. Yeah.
You don't have a plan.
And also, too, is in looking at living in retirement, I think about, you said, like the early go-go years, and yeah, you want to have fun. Then what about later? How do you help people plan for later when the higher costs include health care?
Right. Well, here's the thing, Dave. These firms don't do that. They do not help you plan for that stuff. They'll try to tell you they are. They're not. If your firm cannot help you file for Medicaid if you needed it, if they don't have specialists that understands how to take care of the tax, and I don't want to call them loopholes, the tax, the written taxes in the tax code. We have an enrolled agent with the IRS able to represent our clients, an attorney that's an enrolled agent at the IRS in our firm as an employee of our firm that can represent clients in all 50 states. If you don't know how to take advantage, what if one of you, what if the spouse or the husband goes off to a higher level of care? God forbid, but what if that happens? So do you believe that's going to be the time to break up with that big box retail firm because they can't help you? Mm-mm. Do you realize what kind of a crisis you're in when that happens? It's not the time to have to go try to find a better advisor or one that can accommodate your needs now. You need to find those advisors, those companies that you can work with now before a disaster happens. Because trying to find a new financial firm that can help you and get you through the taxable events of going into a higher level of care and how to do it in the most efficient manner possible is what you need. But do you think when your loved one is going off into higher level of care, you're at the right state of mind to go interview people? Think about that, Dave.
Right.
Exactly. These decisions have to be made now. It doesn't make those big box firms bad. They exist for a reason. You're 25 years old. You need to start saving retirement. Great. Work with those firms. When you get to 45 and you've got money, get out of them and go find yourself one that can take care of everything in one-stop shop.
Or, Mark, we could open the phones now and make have them come in with the team and give them ownership and understanding.
Well, at least when they come in, Dave, they'll understand the difference. It doesn't mean they're going to join us. We're not inviting them in. We're a very picky firm. I hate to say that. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. What we will do is give you a written financial plan and not charge you $3,000 or $4,000 to do it. It'll be done by a certified financial planner. You'll meet with a fiduciary advisor, not some stockbroker that's trying to sell you something. A fiduciary advisor, and we'll have certified financial planners ready to build the plan, and we'll give it to you 100% free, and then you have the information so you can enact the change that might need be made. What if there's no changes necessary? That's even better news. Mm-hmm. Then you can go, well, I'm already doing a great job. Perfect. But if there is changes to be made, you need to know sooner than later. And it all starts with a phone call for the next 15 people, no matter what city you're in. If you can hear this show, we can serve you. We can help you. We're ready to at least build a plan for you. It's that simple. There's absolutely no obligations of any kind whatsoever. Pick up the phone. Give us a call right now.
800-501-9805. You can text as well the word wealth. If you text, to simply put wealth in the body of the text to that same number, 800-501-9805. Meet with the team. certified planners preparing this written financial plan for you. And with this, you will, they're going to make sure you do understand it. You have ownership in it. You certainly have skin in this game, and you really own your retirement. They want you to understand what your plan could be. So this written financial plan, as Mark said, it's no obligation on either part when you come in, but you've got a look at your retirement. And if you go forward with the team at Alloy Wealth, what a great head start. So again, to schedule next 15, no cost, no obligation, 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805. It's Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. Mark, what's after the break?
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, we're going to finish out our list with some of the worst pieces of financial retirement advice you've ever heard. All that and a whole lot more. Coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
This is such a blow to investors. You know what, right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management, 800-501-9805. That's right, call or text 800-501-9805.
We're back with Living Large Radio. Mark Henry is founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management, not only on the radio, but Mark contributes to a lot of financial magazines, websites, TV shows. In fact, he's guest host of Fox Carolina in Greenville and Living Large Television on the Fox, NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates. Great information in so many different ways from Mark Henry, and every week on this show, we're going to continue what we were doing last segment. I was playing the role of somebody, your neighbor, or somebody giving you bad advice. And we get
it. Hey, Dave, I want to, before we jump back in, I appreciate all the accolades you were telling us, but I want to make sure I put a cheap plug in for my newest show. I'm so excited. I was invited to be on a new show on Fox Business. That's my first national television show.
Oh, okay.
And it's called The Wealth Council. And it airs on Sundays, I believe, at 2 o'clock. It starts on the started on the 18th. And let me just tell you, I'm so excited to be invited to join a national broadcast show on Fox Business. And we'll see where that takes our career. But I'm so excited to be a member of the Wealth Council.
I had to put that
cheap plug in there.
No, glad you did. I'll have to catch that now. Yeah, Fox Business.
Great news. Yeah, it's really a big honor, and I'm very excited to work with some of the top firms around the country on the Wealth Council. Sharing ideas and advice, and it's really a good show. But, you know, Dave, one of the ones that I know you're going to ask me about, and I want to jump into this one first, so I'm kind of taking control and hosting my own show, but I think you'll understand why. I see this a lot where people are told, well, if you have an emergency, just borrow it from your retirement accounts. So first off, this is terrible advice for young people. I see it happening all the time in young people. I'm not discussing this once somebody's retired, but depend upon your age. And I always said that about can't put the genie back in the bottle, but tapping into your retirement savings prior to retirement, it's obviously going to be a big determinant later, but it comes with so many penalties and fees. This is the problem. There's so many penalties, you know, that exist. Now, if it's a last case scenario, it is just that, last case. But that's got to be so far down the list, which is why everybody listening, if you're not in retirement yet, make sure you've got a sufficient emergency fund. I just want to get that one off the table. That's not most of our listeners, but it certainly could be. But I want you to move on to number five, Dave, because that one I hear all the time.
Don't we all? Here it is. You need $1 million to retire comfortably.
Could be the worst advice I've ever heard. First off, let me be very clear. $1 million for Mark Henry would not be enough.
Right.
Depends on how you live. Oh, listen to you. No, I just want to live large. I'm just saying, I want to do some crazy stuff. So I'm going to save well more than that and have, because I want a different lifestyle. But then I think about one of my most favorite clients. You're not supposed to have favorites, but I do, just like anybody else. She's nowhere close to that number. And let me tell you something. She is truly living large. I remember she rode her motorcycle out to California for 3 months during COVID. And wow. She's just living large. In her late 70s, she still rides every day, or at least most every day, if it's not raining too much. She is living large. And let me tell you, no children, never got married. But if she doesn't, if she doesn't end up with long-term care, she will leave money to nieces and nephews because she'll never spend what she has. And most people would say she didn't even save close to enough for retirement, but she used what God blessed her with to the best of her abilities. She kept her debt low, and she truly lives large and is a complete rock star financially with well less than a million. And I've seen people with multiple millions that, in my opinion, will not even be successful in retirement. And we didn't take them as clients. There was a bank that used to be out. It failed, of course, because their big commercial was, what's your number? What's your number? 1 million, yeah. 2 million, 3 million? It's not about the number. It's about how, what kind of money are we talking about? $1 million in a 401 versus $1 million in your savings account. Do you realize the $1 million in your 401 might be $400,000 of spendable money with the tax situation we're going to find ourselves in a few years? Think about that. What kind of money are we discussing here? There's so much that goes into that statement before you can actually make a decision on that.
And if that cool woman you talked about, late 70s, riding a motorcycle across the country, had taken that seriously, she may not have retired. She may have thought, well, I don't have a million.
Right.
I can't retire.
But she had a retirement plan that let her do it, and she knows confidently that she can retire. And again, long-term care can be so expensive that I can't, you know, the Bible's very clear, Dave. You can't build your walls high enough. Many people in history have tried to. The Bible's very clear. You cannot do it. It doesn't matter how much money, how high you build your walls, you can't protect from everything. In her case, long-term care would be devastating. Because she doesn't have enough money to pay it, we'd have to go on to Medicaid and things like that. Okay, fine. Let's not have that happen, and let's just move on and keep living large.
Keep on riding. 800-501-9805 to get a good sense of what's the right retirement for you when you meet with the team at Alloy Wealth. You can call or text to schedule 800-501-9805 if you text, just enter wealth in the body of the text. Here's the next piece of bad advice. Use the 60-40 stock bond blueprint, and you don't need to worry about asset allocation.
Yeah, ask people how that worked out in 22. when the bonds dropped as much as the stocks. I call that a boomer portfolio. I just missed the boomers by about a year, but that's the boomer portfolio. Just invest all your money in a 60-40, you'll be fine. It does not work. It simply does not work. It's the world has changed. Stocks are supposed to, the idea behind a 60-40 was you use the bonds to curb the risk you were taking on the stocks. But when both those asset accounts drop, you're screwed. And that's what people have seen. They've seen it happen. And the bottom line is you have to have truly diverse asset planning. You have to have your growth money. You have to have your slow growth, long-term growth, short-term growth. You have to have your savings account, your emergency fund, your assets that grow without any risk to the principal of them at all. You have to have an income plan. It sounds complicated. It's not when you put it inside of a real retirement plan. But this idea that you can just go pick a 60-40 portfolio and it's going to work all the time, it does not happen. And this one, Dave, coming up is my most important one of all.
Oh, here it is. A one-size-fits-all plan for retirement can work well.
Dave, that is the worst advice I've ever seen. I am a unique individual, as all the clients that we choose to work with are. Like the lady I described, she's very unique. That's not everybody's version of living large, riding motorcycles across the country in your 70s. But that's hers. I work with people that do all kinds of crazy things. I think about one of my coolest clients. When they retired at 65, they sold everything. When I say everything, I'm talking about clothes, furniture, houses, cars, everything, put it all into a retirement plan, and they bought a 40-foot Katie Couric boat, and they are currently on their fourth year of sailing around the world.
Oh, man.
Living in the craziest destinations, and they're not doing it on the amount of money you would think it would take. And they want to do this till they're maybe 72, 73. They're going to sell the boat, find a place to live and tell stories that nobody else can even imagine.
You got that right.
And to me, that is the coolest thing ever. But listen, there's a firm that I saw recently is advertising. Come in and get your, they're kind of copying us. They say, you know, what is that? The most sincere form of flattery when somebody tries to copy you.
Yep.
So you can go into this local firm and get your one page retirement plan. Let me be very clear. They may be way better than us or something, because I cannot build you a one-page retirement plan. It would be it would have to go on the roof of your car. I don't know how to do that. It doesn't have to be complicated, but there's so much to talk about, and that's what we see. Everybody's trying to put people in a box and say, this is what you need to do. It does not work that way. If you get anything out of this, you may never call us. You may never come in and see us. That's okay. But take this. Whose money is it? Let me be very clear to the listeners listening. It's your money. It's not Alloy Wealth's money if you joined us. It's not Mark Henry's money. It's not Dave's money. It's not the big box retail firm's money. It's your money. You need to be the CEO of your plan, and your plan will not be the same as my plan, and you need to have a firm and work with a firm that understands that clearly and can build a plan that you can follow, that you understand, that you can articulate to your neighbors, and you clearly know what you want to do with your money. And that all starts, Dave, with a phone call. We'll do it for free. That's right. We'll build a certified financial plan for the next 15 callers, no matter what market you're in. Give us a call. We'll sit down with a licensed fiduciary advisor. Our certified financial planning team will build it. We'll put it in your hands, and you will pay absolutely nothing for it. It doesn't mean you're going to join us. It doesn't mean we're going to ask you to join us. It just means we're going to build your darn plan to get you started on confident financial future. And it all starts with a phone call right now.
To 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805. You can text as well. It's the word wealth to 800-501-9805. How great to come in and get a look at what your retirement could be. Not only what your retirement plan could be, but get a good sense of, if are you ready now to retire? What do you need to get in place to be ready to retire? What could possibly expedite that process? That's with this written financial plan. No cost, no obligation. Come in and talk with the team. And to do that, to schedule it, 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805. Call in now and schedule, or text wealth. The word is wealth to 800-501-9805. Living Large Radio, always a lively, large conversation with Mark Henry. We're not done. What's up next, Mark?
Coming up next is what they say is listener favorites, which is the questions, calls and answers, and a whole lot more. Coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. We pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, we will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Our friendly staff will make you feel comfortable the moment you walk in the door. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management, 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Listeners have questions, and Mark Henry addresses those on this show, Living Large Radio, with Mark Henry, founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. You can see him on the Fox, NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates as well, and coming soon to Fox Business. Here's our first listener question, Mark. I have $210,000 invested in the stock market. The majority of that in what would be considered safe stocks and bonds. What are your thoughts on keeping my money in the stock market versus liquidating all or a portion of it for a few months or years, given the current financial situation?
Well, so first off, which ones are the safe ones?
Right.
That's my thought. Which stock is the safe stock?
He did put safe in quotation marks.
Yeah. Which bond is the safe one? Look at the bond market in 22. The supposedly 60-40 portfolio, well, the stocks went down and the bonds went down almost as much or more in many cases, and people thought they were safe. That caused the huge losses. Anytime, all investments have one thing in common, risk. If you want something so safe, it's not an investment. It's a savings tool. It's an annuity. It's a CD. It's cash in the bank. It's something other than an investment.
Mm-hmm.
Because all investments have one thing in common. So this is a great question, but the reality of it is I can't answer that based on what you've given me. So the current financial crisis or markets, well, let's talk about those because the market just hit new highs. But many people are predicting that right now in 24, we're going to see something worse than we saw in 08. Mm. And I've watched so many economists on this subject and all. The news media wants you to think it's just going to continue on. I can tell you this, $34 trillion in debt, printing
right.
money like a drunken sailor at right. a sports bar. I mean, this thing, it's unbelievable, spending money like just nobody's ever seen. Printing it, it's going to come to a day of reckoning.
It has
I would
to.
Love to tell you I know what is going to happen. I don't. That's why I have prepared for it. Personally, it's why I help people every day prepare for it. I will tell you this. I am absolutely, if I chose this word terrified, that would not be extreme enough for what I think could happen
wow.
in 24. This could be, many people believe, it'll go back to the days of the Great Depression. We've got things that I've never seen happening in this world. And I want to get back to this question, but in my lifetime, or anybody listening's lifetime, the oldest person listening right now, have we ever seen, and I'm not getting into politics, forget that for a second, but have you ever seen a ruling political party use the government, use the Justice Department to try to keep an opposing candidate off of a ballot? This is unprecedented. It's never happened. And I'm not going Republican, Democrat, Independent, or anything else. I would feel the same way no matter who's doing it. It's wrong. The stuff that's going on right now is unprecedented. And if you don't think it's going to affect the stock market in some way or another, I think we're being foolish. This is the craziest election year we're ever going to see.
It's going to be wild.
It's going to be crazy. And before the markets go absolutely bonkers, in my opinion, you've got to have a plan for how you're going to deal with it. It has to be in writing. So the answer to your question is you need to come in and see us. We need to talk to you about it. And we need to see what we can do to help you build a plan that you're confident in. What else you got for us today, Dave?
Well, I'll just mention to him, too, because they really can better help you sitting down talking. 800-501-9805 to schedule. 800-501-9805. Here's another question, Mark. I recently retired. I have a will and a power of attorney. I do have a sizable net worth and no debt. Now, I've read about trust. However, I'm still unsure of the benefits and drawbacks of creating one. Do I need to consider this, or will the power of attorney and a will suffice?
Okay, so I'm not giving legal advice. I am a certified estate planner, but we have the legal team right there at Alloy Wealth, the people that actually build these estates. And I only work and recommend anybody listening, when you're doing estate planning and you're getting these documents, work with someone that is a flat rate attorney. And what I mean by that is they will give you a menu price that says, this is what I charge. You need power of attorneys? This is what I charge. You need medical power of attorneys? Here's the price. You need a trust? Here's the price. No matter how much your net worth is, the trust shouldn't be more complicated. Now, where that changes is when you need a special needs trust because you want to protect a child that particularly has special needs. That's a little bit more complicated and it's going to be a little more expensive, but it should still be flat fee. It does not have to be outrageously expensive. And this is where you come into the office at Alloy Wealth. We discuss your needs. We put you in front of an attorney and he gets to discuss with you what you need and what you don't need. And then you say yes or no. And you know, before you ever tell him what your net worth is, exactly what those items would cost. That's how you do it.
You know,
what else you got for us?
Let's see. We could probably get one more in.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's see. Here's one. This is important to this person. I'm 65, no retirement, only benefits from Social Security. How can I begin saving? And more importantly, where do I begin investing?
Yeah. That's a tough one. So we have to talk about, I would want to know how much you have in your savings and checking account, and I've got to look at your spending needs. So yes, you're coming very late to the party at 65, but we can still try to help. So we're going to look at your spending needs. What are you going to need? And how's your health? How long can you work? Is Social Security going to be enough for you to pay your bills? Do you have your house paid for? Are you leading a debt-free lifestyle? Hopefully. And then we would talk about where to save that money. But risk, many people at this stage go, I got to be very risky because it's the only way I'll make it. You absolutely cannot afford risk when you don't have as much money. When you have more money, we can create some bucket for risk, some bucket for emergency fund, some bucket for savings, some bucket for pension. Well, that's pretty darn cool. When we don't have enough money to fill all those buckets, we're going completely risk-free with emergency funds first. But this all starts with a simple phone call. That's how we would build this. But, you know, Dave, there's so many questions that can be answered through written financial planning. And that's really what I focus on. Before we have to have this segment in, let's go ahead and open the phone lines. We'll take the next 15 callers. Let's say you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement. That's enough for us to do a plan. It's a good start. Obviously, several million would be better. But let's take what you've got. Let's build you a plan. Let's get you started on a confident financial future. And we're going to do it absolutely free with no obligations of any kind. All you have to do is have the courage and the confidence to reach out, schedule an appointment, hear me at what I said. It's absolutely free, no obligations. Pick up the phone and give us a call right now.
800-501-9805. This is a written financial plan at no cost, no obligation. And it's a phone call or text. Either way, to get this set up for you, again, 800-501-9805. You can text the word wealth to schedule 800-501-9805. They really do look forward to meeting you and answering all your questions and giving you a lot of great information. Mark, you are passionate as always. Good information from you today.
So, Dave, thanks again for hosting for me today and all the production team that works so hard to produce this show every year. I can't believe, you know, I think we're coming up on 15 years or so on this radio show. And it's just been an incredible journey and where that's led. Put a cheap plug in there for our YouTube channel. And, of course, the Wealth Council on Fox Business. Please look for me on there. I'm not on every episode, but they do rotate us in and out. And I really enjoyed the show. A lot of really good information on that show. I'm very excited about it. And then to all the listeners, you know, there is no show without you listening. I try to always end with a piece of good news and things. You know, my life since the kidney transplant has taken such amazing changes. But I meet and talk to people every day, young people, older people. And if I've learned anything through this entire process, it's this: God is so fair. He gives everybody the ability to do what they want to do in life. It doesn't matter your financial situation, your education background, whatever it is. You have to set your mind on what you want. I say discipline. This is something I've been quoted as saying, but discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want most. And I personally do that every day when I think about this lifestyle that I've taken on. You know, what I want now, as I record this, I would really like a bowl of vanilla ice cream, to be honest. What I want most is to have the greatest health I can have so I can honor my oldest son by him giving me this kidney. I need to be the healthiest, best version of myself that I can be. So it's an easy decision. And if you start applying this to your life, I think you will find that life will become infinitely easier on you. So this week, everybody have an amazing week. Go out and live large, prosper, and encourage others to do the same thing. We'll see you again next week on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coach P Radio!
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.